Now, there are a lot of dating profiles around these days and dating sites, etc., and a lot of talk also about artificial intelligence and this ChatGPT thingo. Now, we know that a lot of people are using ChatGPT, or kids are using it to write their assignments, and companies use it to write ads, and apparently some people in my line of work even use it to write editorials, which I don't get. But should you use them to write your dating profile for the various dating apps? Karina Chapman is a dating coach and founder of Align Connections and joined us now. Katrina, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Anyone that's used a dating app knows that the worst part about it is writing your profile. Should you use artificial intelligence to do it?
I say yes, it's a great idea, but of course you want to make sure it's still authentic to you if you go to do it.
So how do you do that then?
So a lot of people aren't very great at putting things together. They can sort of say, okay, these are my interests, these are a couple of descriptive words about me, but then how do I actually pull that together into something that sounds interesting enough for someone to click right or swipe right on me?
Yeah.
So I would say gather together some descriptive words and interests and things that you, you know, hobbies maybe, places that you like to travel or where you've been. And then once you've got that, you can feed that into ChatGPT and give it good instructions, because, of course, you only get as good as what you put in, so instructions have to be good. So, of course, you'll say, yes, please create me a dating profile. But also use the tone. So if you're a funny person, maybe you write it in a humorous tone. If you're a bit more serious or shy, then make sure that the tone matches you. And then you'll be really surprised at how well that ChatGPT can spin out something for you that's much faster than doing it yourself.
Does anybody read the profiles, though, or do they just look at the photos?
Those that are seriously looking for a relationship do read the profiles. Those that are just looking for a hookup, it's picture only, they don't really care. But if you're really serious about wanting to connect with someone, the more information that you can give, and even try and include a couple of conversation starters so that people know what to say when they want to contact you.
How many of the other issue is that, I mean, I know we're here to talk about ChatGPT writing your profile, but I wonder how many of these profiles on these dating sites are actually genuine and how many of them are just fake?
You're exactly right with that question. There's a lot of fake ones out there, and I think that's why a lot of singles are experiencing dating app fatigue. They sort of get so sick of going through all the fake ones that they just want to give up and find someone in person. But if you do put the effort in, then only choosing people that have also put the effort in narrows down the possibility of you finding someone that's genuine.
But how do you determine that? I mean, as a dating coach, if you say, well, do you coach people on how to deal with dating apps?
I do, yes. I only tell them to go on specific ones. Some of the more general, say like Tinder or Hinge or whatever like that, tends to be a little bit more heavy on the fake profile or the people that are married or just looking.
Yeah.
So if you're paying a bit more and using a quality site and you've got a good profile, then you're really increasing your chances of meeting someone that you wouldn't normally connect with and having them be genuine.
And are the websites and dating apps the way to go, or do traditional methods still work?
Well, there's been a shift towards more traditional methods, really, and meeting people organically. So there's a lot that are looking for, not specifically singles clubs, but clubs that have an interest that they share that they could join and start meeting new people so that they can meet in person first. There's no expectation, no sort of pressure put on, because you're just there to, say, join a running club or, you know, a book club or whatever it might be. But then you can really connect with new people and also have something to talk about that you've got in common. A lot of people are preferring that.
Are there clubs for people to get up at stupid times in the morning?
I'm not sure, but I think we should join it today if there is.
Indeed. Katrina, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Karina Chapman is a dating coach and founder of Align Connections. If you have met your other half on one of these dating apps, I'd love to hear from you. 6255-1206. And have you used, have you had assistance writing your profiles? Is probably the best way to ask the question.